How many of you remember that first taste? The Bible said, oh, taste and see. The Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's a drink that just keeps giving. There's no bottom in that well. Amen. It just flows and flows and flows and flows. Every now and then I'll get to the place where I think I just can't be blessed anymore. And God says, oh yeah, watch this. Amen. What a blessing. Thank y'all, Brother Todd. I appreciate it. Good singing tonight. Amen. Amen. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. I grew up, I felt like, as an outcast. A single parent home, mama working two jobs, living in a little single wide trailer. We was poor. I mean, that's just what we was. We was poor. We didn't have no money and didn't have much chance at a life, really. And what the world would say anyway. But I'm glad God goes to the outcast, ain't you? I'm glad you ain't got to be good looking or wealthy or popular or be the captain of the football team or, you know, none of that kind of stuff. He just comes to old sinners. Amen? Woo! Isn't it funny? Society didn't want nothing. I may preach on her tonight before it's over with. Society didn't want nothing to do with that little old gal. No, sir. I mean, brother, she was an outcast. They shunned her. She couldn't even go to the well with everybody else. But Jesus did. He went out of his way, Brother Freddie. Oh, yeah. He said, I must needs go through Samaria. And you got to understand that ain't where Jews went. Jews didn't like him, folks, one bit. They was very, very prejudiced. Them was Gentile dogs is what they were. Amen? Hallelujah. Good to be saved, ain't it? Take your Bible and turn with me to Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. Simple little thought tonight. I want to focus on a word for just a few minutes. I want you to look at Colossians chapter number 1. Say amen when you get there. Amen. Colossians chapter number 1. Keep your Bibles out. We're going to look at just a few verses of Scripture tonight. And I want to encourage you is what I want to do. I believe if there was ever a day in America when God's people needed encouraging, it's today. I believe it's today. The more I hear, the more I see, the more worried I am about God's people. Look at Colossians chapter number 1 and verse number 23. Y'all there? In verse 23, he said, if ye, say the next word with me, continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the, watch this, gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. He said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the gospel. I want to look at that word tonight, continue. The most famous preachers in America tonight are not preaching the gospel. Let me say it again. The most famous preachers in America, the ones who sell the most books, the ones who have the biggest following on the television, are not preaching the gospel. You say, what is the gospel? It is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Are you listening? Here's what the gospel is. It is God's message to man. We are living in a day of what they call lifestyle evangelism. Parachurch organizations. All that means is you don't have church on Sunday night. You have little cell groups that meets in homes. I thought cell groups was what was trying to blow up America. Amen. People are turning away. I'm talking about people who were Bible believers, no longer Bible believers. Somebody has convinced them that God's Word has errors. That God's Word is not inspired. We need some of God's people that will continue in the faith. Amen. Listen, chances are, and listen, I know betting's wrong, and I'm not betting. I'm just saying it's just a figure of speech. But if I were to bet tonight that in the next 10 years somebody sitting in this room wouldn't be here anymore, I'd take that bet in a heartbeat. I don't want it to be that way. I don't mean God moved them to another location. I mean quit. Out of church, set down on God, even mad at God or mad at some of God's people, so they quit God because of something somebody stupid did. Y'all all right tonight? I would love to see all of us continue together. Amen. Get to the end of the road and say, Brother Adkins, looks like we made it. Hallelujah. Looks like we all got here. Hey, at the same time, if we go by the rapture, still in the faith, still trusting God, still staying by the stuff, that word continue, I found that thing in the Bible. It runs all through the Bible, 80-something times. And Brother Fred, you know that 90% of the time, it's in a positive light. He talks about not continuing in sin. There is some negative things there, but it's mostly an encouragement to stay by the stuff. Almost every time you find that word continue. Hey, Paul is saying don't quit, don't back up, don't go back. Continue in the faith of the gospel. Be settled, be rooted, be grounded, unmovable, unshakable, always abounding, he said, in the work of the Lord. Hey, for your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hey, I'm saying tonight don't quit, don't get mad, don't get hurt, don't back up, don't go backward, go forward, continue in the faith. Amen. 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 These some people who just won't quit. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I remember, and it's probably a bad illustration, but I don't care. One of my favorite movies when I was growing up was Cool Hand Luke. Yeah. Anybody ever see Cool Hand Luke? Yeah. Old Cool Hand Luke. There's a big bald-headed guy in the prison with old Cool Hand. That wasn't prison, that was chain gang. Yeah. Old-time chain gang. And old Cool Hand Luke, I think Steve McQueen played Cool Hand Luke, I believe. Somebody help me. Yeah, Steve McQueen. And this big old bald-headed guy, I think it was like Telly Savalas or somebody. Anyway, they got in a fight, and he beat that man. I mean, he beat him to the ground. And every time he had beat him down, he would get back up. And it got so bad, that guy felt bad about beating on him so much. He said, please don't get back up. Stay down, stay down. He'd get back up and he'd knock him out again. He'd get back up. Hey, that's what we need tonight. We need some of God's people that when they get knocked down by the grace of God and with some grit by the grace of God, will grit their teeth, dust themselves off, and get back up and continue in the faith. Amen. Amen. Wonder what it'd take to make you quit. Wonder what it would take to make you quit. Brother William told me, he said, I need to talk to you after church. I said, what about? He said, I'll just tell you after church. Usually I'm like, the devil says, he's quitting. He's moving to Thailand with Eric and Stacy. I said, you ain't leaving, are you? He said, no, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I said, hallelujah. Hey, I want somebody that'll continue. I want somebody who'll continue in the things of God. I'm only going to look at 6 or 7 of these things tonight that I found. But like I said, there's 80-something in the Bible. Check them out. Find out the things God wants you to continue in. Amen. You know, when you get saved, there's some things He wants you to stop. Yeah. But then there's some things He wants you to continue. That's right. When you get saved, you start. Amen. Right. We're going to be preaching on racing Saturday night. They wave that green flag. That means go. And you need to go till that checkered one waves. Amen? We need some people who will continue. There's several. I'd like to see us continue in this old-time way of religion. I'd like to see us continue in our way of worship. Amen? I'm talking about singing, shouting, praising God. I don't want to see us go to praise and worship stuff. It'd be a long time before we have a concert in here. And by the way, I ain't mad, but some of y'all, I guess you just don't know no better, but the way you responded to the Rochester Sunday, that's how you respond at a concert. I knew that'd go over like a brick, amen? Listen, this ain't got nothing to do with the sermon. There's two kinds of music. Two different kinds of music. One makes you want to go. One makes you want to go like this. Amen. Amen. It wasn't a show, it was worship. Amen. I want us to continue in that old-time way of worship. We okay? I just lost about 3/4 of you right there. I want us to continue in that old time. I'm talking about leather lung, backbone like a saw log, rared back, spitting 10 rows back, old timey preaching, old time singing. I don't want to get rid of the hymnal. I want to continue in the old path. Amen.
Amen.
But somebody has to keep that going. Though there'll be a crowd coming here that'll want to change. How do we keep it from changing? We got to keep them outnumbered. Does that make sense? You got to keep them outnumbered. Amen. We're always going to have Democrats in the White House. But as long as we got more Republicans on the other side, we can vote them down. Does that make sense? We just got to keep them outnumbered. Around here, we don't keep them outnumbered. We keep them run off. Amen. There's some things we ought to continue in. I want to give you a few tonight. Look at Acts chapter number 14. Acts chapter number 14. It's going to say the same thing that we just read, but I want us to look at it. I want to encourage you to continue in the faith. I want to encourage you to continue in the faith. Look at Acts 14 and verse number 22. The Bible said, confirming the souls, I'm in the wrong chapter, ain't I? No, I'm not. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them, watch this, to what? Continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. If they were encouraging people to continue in the faith then, how much do you think it's needed now? Come on, y'all talk to me a little bit. If they needed to be encouraged then to continue in the faith, we need to be encouraged now to continue in the faith. Then they were faced with nothing but Christianity, Judaism. I mean, they wasn't offered all that much. There was some other stuff out there too, but I mean, those two main things. Man, you got to look at what all's thrown our way.
Amen.
Amen. You got to look at what all's. There's 100 kinds of Baptists. Now, by the way, I wouldn't take Baptist off our sign for $100 million. But it's getting to where it ain't a good word no more. Amen. They had that thing about beating kids on the TV the other night. Did y'all see that? I mean, churches had preachers standing in the pulpit preaching, if you don't leave bruises on your child, you didn't properly spank them. Oh, I'm babies. I'll report you. That's child abuse. That'll make your children grow up and hate your guts. Y'all all right? Do you know who those people were pushing that stuff? Baptists. Them nuts down there in Florida protesting the funerals. Baptists. But that don't mean that's what we are. One preacher said they was going to take the Baptist off the sign because they didn't want to be affiliated with that bunch. Listen, if my cousin does something stupid, I'm not changing my last name. Hey, come on, let me say it again. If my cousin does something stupid, I'm not changing my last name. I know what we're supposed to be and what we ought to be, and that's what we're going to continue to be, and we're going to continue in the faith. You know, there's some tonight that have lost the faith. I didn't say they lost their salvation. They lost their faith. They've went to trusting in something other than God. We all right? I want to encourage you to continue in the faith. Did you know the devil will try to cause you to doubt? You get without a job for a little while, he'll climb up next to you in the bed while you're trying to go to sleep and go, boy, God sure is helping you now, ain't he? Look what you get. You sold out for God, and this is what you get. This is your reward. If he don't talk to you like that, you may not be saved. If the devil don't ride you that way, he must not even need to. Amen. He sure does me. Amen. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get you to where you have no faith. Jesus looked at his disciples and said, how is it that you have no faith? I've been there. Brother Shane, you been there? I bet. Y'all listening? I want my faith to remain strong no matter what's going on.
Amen.
I want to continue in the faith. Paul said the faith of the gospel. I want to believe that still works, Brother Charles. I do. I want to believe what Billy Sunday preached still works today. I want to believe what Spurgeon preached all them hundreds of years ago. I want to believe that still works today. Amen? You know what the devil will do? He'll tempt you. And you'd have to have been a pastor to understand this. If you'll get rid of that hymn book and get the bouncing ball up there and get rid of those hymns and just sing choruses and get you a band, more people would come. He'll tell you that. If you quit being so dogmatic and narrow-minded, more people would come. Now, I still want to have faith in the gospel. Amen. Amen. I still want to have faith in the gospel. Amen. Heaven's high. Hell is hot. Yeah, people who die without Christ burn forever and ever and ever. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I don't care how much that crowd is saying, oh, hell, there is no literal fire in hell. It's just separation from God. Not according to what the Lord said. I want to continue in the faith of the gospel. Hey, it may not be popular. It may not be the biggest thing going, but it's the oldest thing going. Amen. Are you listening to me? I said it may not be the biggest thing going, but it's the oldest thing going. Amen. And I want us to continue in the faith of the gospel. We get to a place where you notice, hey, Brother Eddie ain't preaching salvation no more. You get rid of Brother Eddie and get you another. Y'all okay? I got faith in that gospel right there. It still works. Don't it, Brother Wade? It still works. It still works. Just preach Jesus. Brother Earl told me when I first started preaching, I said, Brother Earl, what do you do when you get in a pulpit and you just kind of lose your train of thought? He said, run to Calvary, son. Run to Calvary. Hey, it'll work every single time if we'll just preach Him, lift Him up. He said, I'll draw all men unto me. But we got to continue in that gospel. I want to see people's life change. But for there to be real change, not just an emotional stir, but real change, a real difference made, it ain't going to come no other way but by the gospel. Let's not lose faith in the gospel. Continue in the faith. Look at Colossians chapter number 4. You say, well, he's just there. Why didn't you read this verse a while ago? I want you to turn back to it. Time we're done tonight, you'll know where Colossians is at. Amen? Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians chapter number 4. How many of you are going to do your best to continue in the faith? Continue in the faith. Hey, it's easy to say amen to, but sometimes it's hard, especially when you don't know what God's doing or why God's doing what He's doing. It'd be real easy just to throw up your hands and say, to the devil with this. If you've been saved over 6 months, you've already wanted to do it. Amen. Somebody said, I didn't have this much trouble before I got saved. Right. The devil didn't have to bother you then. You was his. He didn't have to try to trip you up. You was tripped up. Amen. We all right? Colossians chapter, what'd I say, 4? Look at verse number. Well, I'm in chapter 2. Give me a minute. Chapter 4 and verse number 2. Watch this. He said, continue in what?
Prayer.
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. He said, continue in the faith, but then he said, continue in prayer. Do you know what will keep you continuing in the faith? Continuing in prayer. You stop praying, you'll lose your faith. I didn't say you'd lose your salvation, you'd lose your faith, your trust, your hope. Amen. Man, people used to really pray. People used to really pray. People used to have all-night prayer meetings. I've been to one, to be honest with you, I fell asleep. But I was there, brother. Amen. You ever pray yourself to sleep? Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Every time things get sideways, I can go to two things in my life that's falling short. That's this book right here and praying. The two most, and I just said this Sunday night, I think it was, but the two most important things you need to do is read your Bible and pray. And they're the two things that you find the hardest to stay faithful at. Amen. I'm reading the devil's pretty smart. He don't want you. He said, that's why they changed all the Bibles. That ain't God behind that. That's the devil behind that. Let's mess with this book right here. I believe when they mess with the book, they mess with the power of the book. Y'all all right with that? I believe they mess. That's a powerful thing right there. That is a powerful thing right there. We need to continue in prayer. We need to continue in this Bible. And I'm getting ahead of myself. But how's your prayer life? How's your prayer life? I preached this in a message one time. I asked this question. How long does it take you to pray 1 hour? How long does it take you to pray 1 hour? A week? A month? 6 months? People's lives are going to hell in a handbag. And 9 times out of 10, I can just about guarantee you, they're not praying. The devil's trying to tear up homes. I have a couple set across from my desk, and I say, are you praying? Not like I ought to. Not like I ought to. When we cease praying, trouble's coming down the road. You know what your praying does? You know what your praying does? Your praying builds a wall or a hedge of protection about you. Amen? You're praying. How many of you believe you can pray and keep your children safe? How many of you believe you can pray and see them saved? Amen. How many of you believe you can pray and make your marriage stronger? Yeah, you know what that is? It's a wall of protection. It is a security blanket for you and I. We can wrap ourselves up in prayer and be a whole lot safer instead of being real vulnerable when we're not praying. He said, continue in the faith. Continue in prayer. Let me show you another one right quick. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. 1 Timothy, just to your right, just a little bit. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. We're going to continue in the faith. Hey, and listen, let me just throw this in right here. You ought to continue for the faith. Amen. You ought to continue. I know the Bible says contend for the faith, but we ought to continue for the faith. Amen. Hey, listen, adults, grown-ups, listen to me carefully. If you and I drop the ball, when they get big, they won't know what to do. Amen. We're continuing for the faith. So that when we pass off the scene, they pick up the ball and run right on down the road. And nothing changes. If the Lord tarries 100 years, I'd like to know that the Happy Valley Baptist Church is still an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church. But if we don't continue for the faith, amen. I know we do what we do for the Lord, and we do what we do for self, but we ought to consider staying at this thing for them. Amen. Be real careful what I say here. I'll just say this. At a funeral here in our church was held in this building. The statement was made, I've never heard preaching like that. They didn't understand anything in the message. I mean, it was one of them good funerals where it got on. And the person sitting next to the person who made that statement, here's what they said. Our church used to be just like that. It was a son talking to his father. He said, when I was little, that's the kind of preaching we had at our church. And the boy looked back and said, you're kidding. What happened? Somebody didn't continue for the faith. Somebody dropped the ball. And then when they get around and see the real thing, the children who have never seen it are blown away. So we ought to continue in the faith. We ought to continue for the faith. We need to continue in prayer. 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 16. Look at this. He said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Amen. Can I read that verse to y'all again?
Amen.
Somebody said, why do y'all put so much emphasis on teaching the Bible? Listen, let me read it again. You know what doctrine is? Do you know what doctrine is? Does anybody know? I've heard people make some stupid statements. I remember a guy left our church and he kind of went in a non-denominational direction. And here's what he told me. And we're still friends today. But here's what he told me. He said, Brother Eddie, we're not really changing. We're just not going to preach doctrine. You know exactly who it is. He said, we're just not going to preach doctrine. I said, you're not going to preach on the virgin birth? He said, oh, of course. I said, that's doctrine.
Amen.
That's doctrine. Are you not going to preach on eternal security of the believer? He said, well, yeah. I said, well, that's doctrine. He said, no, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. Doctrine is the teachings of the Bible. It's what we believe in.
Amen.
He said, continue in that doctrine.
Yes, bro.
Now, what? I'm going to read the verse again. He said, take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine, continue in them, plural. That's the teachings of this book. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Wow. What if Mr. Osteen would continue in the doctrine that his daddy preached? His daddy wasn't a Baptist. He came out of the Baptist church, but he did preach the gospel. He said, Joel Osteen preaches the gospel. No, he doesn't. He may briefly mention it at the end of the show. Y'all all right? Now he's put himself in harm's way, and now he's responsible for everyone who hears him. Can you imagine sitting in the most famous church in the world for years, getting to the judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne judgment, and find out you're not going? They're going to be some upset people. But it's their own fault. Y'all all right? It's not Joel Osteen's fault they're dying and going to hell. Boy, y'all just died on me. It's every individual's responsibility. Amen. Now, Osteen's going to answer for it. But I'm afraid their blood's going to be on his hands. Hey, we're going to continue in the doctrine. The eternal security of the believer. That's doctrine. That's once saved, always saved. A whosoever will gospel. We're going to continue in that doctrine. The virgin birth of Christ. We're going to continue in that doctrine. The bodily resurrection of the Lord. We're going to continue in that doctrine. The premillennial return of Christ to take His church out of this world. We're going to continue in that doctrine. The thousand-year millennial reign when we'll reign and rule with Him on this earth for 1,000 years. We're going to continue in that doctrine. Long as I'm alive. Hey, y'all listen to me? We're not changing it.
Amen.
We're not taking Baptist off our sign.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I had a lady in our old building, and we was in a service, in a meeting, and boy, it was just getting on. I guess that's the term we used. It was just out of the banks, folks shouting and coming to the altar. This lady gets up, never been to our church before. She gets up, comes all the way down the pulpit. And she said, God gave me a message to preach to this church tonight. I said, ma'am, back up out yonder and look at that sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, oh, I'm sorry. And she sat down and shut her mouth. Yeah. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
That sign tells what we are.
Yeah.
We don't believe in women preaching.
Yeah.
Anybody can preach the gospel, don't get me wrong. But not from right here.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? Old boy jumped up right over yonder. One Sunday morning, there's so much shouting and hollering going on, didn't everybody catch it? Back there where Levi was. Started jibber-jabbering. Healing Mahashande. They say that's a gift of the Holy Ghost, but you got to go take classes to learn how to do it. Is that right? That's the truth. People get offended when you talk about this stuff, but it's doctrine. Their doctrine's messed up. Somebody didn't continue in the doctrine. Amen. That stuff's a show in the flesh. Amen. I heard about one preacher said a guy stood up and started speaking in tongues in his church. He just let him go. He sat down and he said, God gave me the interpretation. The Lord said, you was going to write our church a check for $100,000. Amen. There was a missionary pastor. Y'all in a hurry? There was a missionary pastor here from Africa, and he brought some national pastors with him. Some real African pastors. And they went to a big conference somewhere, and some guys got up and started speaking in tongues, and the national pastors took off running out the door. The preacher run them down, said, boys, what's the matter? He said, we don't believe in that. Them guys are speaking in tongues. Nobody don't understand what they said. He said, we understood every word they said. He said, we understood every word they said. That's what we did when we practiced witchcraft in the jungles of Africa. Y'all all right? This ain't never going to be no tongue-talking crowd here. Them tongues over there in Acts, that wasn't nothing but a language. That was like, I believe that could be done again. I've heard of other instances where it was. There was people there from all over the world. They preached, and the people heard them in their own language. Why are you making such a big deal about that? We're not going that way. We're not going that way. And if you're easily offended, you probably don't even want to come to youth rally Friday night. I'm serious, because there's going to be some of that stuff in the skit. And
that's good.
And we are kind of making fun. Well, we want our young people to know that ain't the way to go.
That's right. Amen.
That's the hottest thing going around the country, amen?
Yeah.
We're going to continue in this doctrine that we've been in all these years. I appreciate people like Brother Adkins. How long you been in the ministry, preacher? 32 years. I appreciate old preaching. I love old preaching. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I love old preachers that have stayed by the stuff. Every time I run into Brother Charles Williams in town, I tell him the same thing every time I see him. Preacher, thank you for staying in the narrow road. Thank you for staying with that old King James Bible. Amen. Thank you for staying by this old-timey doctrine that we believe. Amen. You know what that other crowd says? We're just so narrow-minded. Well, I think the Lord was too. Now, he's pretty dogmatic. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said, it's this or nothing. Are you listening? Well, it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe. You'd be an idiot to believe that. Amen. People actually make statements like that. And I'm like, seven times on Larry King Live. Seven times on Larry King Live. Joel Osteen was asked questions about the way of salvation and eternal life. And seven times his answer was, I don't know. They said, what about the guys who flew the planes into the Twin Towers for the cause of their religion? Would they be in heaven? I don't know. I do. They're burning in hell.
Amen, brother.
Continue in the doctrine. Know what you believe and know why you believe it. Amen. That's why we're having this, Brother Allen's got this new converts class. So you're a Baptist? Why are you a Baptist? Well, I was just born that way. No, you wasn't. You was born lost and on your way to hell.
Yes, sir.
I'm not Baptist because my mama is.
That's right, preacher.
I'm Baptist because it's what lines up with this Bible right here. You know, that's the first thing I did after I got saved. I started studying the Bible and figuring this stuff out for myself instead of what everybody just always told me.
Amen.
And if you'll study that stuff out for yourself, you'll figure it out.
Amen.
And this will be the closest thing that lines up with it.
Amen.
Are we wrong on some stuff? Probably. But we ain't real far off.
Yeah.
We off up here a little bit, amen? But we ain't too far off right here. We may have missed something here and there because we're human. The air is human, right?
Amen.
Anyway, continue in the doctrine. Don't let some family member mess you up. Don't let them convince you that your kids would like the concert at the other church a whole lot better. I've had people make this statement. I said, why did you leave and go to that church? Well, the kids like it better. They like suckers and lollipops better too, but do you let them eat that for supper? What do you want for supper, honey? I want a blow pop. Okay. Y'all all right? I guarantee these little boys would rather go fishing than go to school. But you don't let them make that call, do you?
That's right. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. That's the truth,
brother. Amen. I used to tell my mama every day, I don't feel like going to school today. I didn't ask you what you felt like. You go.
Amen, brother.
Y'all all right? Who's leading the home? Supposed to be daddy.
That's right.
Amen. Continue in the doctrine. Before you can continue in it, you got to know what it is.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I've read this little book right here. If I can find it. This little book right here. Hey, if you ain't real sure on some stuff, you need just take some time off from your regular Sunday school class. Come set in wind with Brother Allen. He's about to be done and start again, right? But this little old book right here, it'll pretty well equip you.
Amen.
Amen. The doctrine of baptism. There's a crowd out there to tell you if you didn't get baptized in the name, in Jesus' name only, that you're going to hell. They teach that. There's some out there that teach if you don't get baptized, period, you're not saved. Church right down the street. Good folks. But somewhere along the line, somebody departed from the doctrine. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
What did the thief on the cross do? Y'all all right? He said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. If we can figure out a way to get you down off this cross and get you properly baptized.
Yeah.
And join the church.
That's right, preacher.
Hey, we got Baptist brethren. That if you didn't get baptized their way, you ain't, ain't crazy.
Yeah. Amen.
Continue in the doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy, just come on over to the right a little bit. I've said a whole lot more than I planned on saying tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Look with me at verse number... Man, it'd blow your mind when you get in here and see all the stuff the Lord told us to continue. Man, we got a pretty big responsibility on our hands.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy 3. Look at verse number 14. Watch this. But what?
Continue
thou. That word thou makes it personal. Makes it personal. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast. Say the word. Learn and hast been, I like this, say that word, assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
Huh.
We need to continue in the faith. We need to continue for the faith. We need to continue in prayer. We need to continue in doctrine. And fourthly, fifthly, whatever this is, we need to continue in the things of God. We need to continue in what we've learned.
Amen.
Amen. You know what I've learned? The Lord had me, I guess that's the only reason the Lord didn't want me to go to Bible school. I've been in school all my life. I grew up with one of the finest Christians I've ever known. And that was my mother. I visited a bus route for 16, 17 years of my life, every Saturday, until I got to Randy Massey's, McClint Massey's house. She'd let me stay with them while she finished visiting. We'd ride horses, amen? I've watched my mother witness. I'm talking about a powerful witness. I learned that. That's the things of God. And we're to continue in that. I remember one Saturday, there was a bunch of, and I was scared of them. There was a bunch of boys. They rode my school bus. And they was big boys. Back then you didn't have, I don't even know what they call people anymore. They was hippies. They had long hair and the bell bottoms and all that. And they were sitting on the side of a little grassy hill by a trailer park. And they just sitting there on that hill. I guess they was probably all stoned. They had them a big bag of ice. And had that bag of ice busted open. It's probably July or August. It's 100 degrees. And they was all sitting there just eating that ice. I'll never forget as long as I live. I'm just a little kid. My mama walked right up them hippies and said, "There's not going to be any of that where you're going, boys." He said, "Ma'am," she said, "there'll be no ice in hell, son." I thought, my mama's the toughest person I know. I mean, brother, I looked at Muhammad Ali and went, "You ain't nothing, man." My mama preached to hippies, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. We're to continue in those things we learn. I was taught to go get boys and girls, bring them to the house of God so they could hear the Word of God. I need to continue in what I've learned. I was taught this Bible is the Word of God. I need to continue what I've learned. My little old granny, I remember looking at the pictures in her Bible one day. My little great-grandmother, not Granny Faye. And I was holding her little Bible in my hand. It was red. You remember that red Bible, Mama? I was holding that hand, that Bible, sitting at the kitchen table. She said, "Honey, you know what that is?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, it's the Bible." She said, "Honey, it's more than just a Bible. That is the Word of God." That's what she said. She said, "You can build your life on it. It'll answer all your questions." She said, "You can trust the Word of God." I need to continue in that.
Yes.
Amen. That's what I've learned. I learned how to worship. I need to continue in that. We've got some folks around here who's quit it. They used to do it. It's hard to worship when your heart's hard. Can I say that again? Hard to worship when your heart gets hard. You can't worship and be bitter all at the same time. It's hard to do. You don't sit in church and shed tears when your heart's done got hard. I'm saying continue in the things of God.
Amen.
Somebody said to me one time, and I know Brother Freddie's probably heard this, and Brother Charles and Brother Atkins, I'm sure. You know, Sunday school ain't even in the Bible. You ever heard him say that?
Yeah.
Neither is toilets, but you got one, right? Amen. Neither are cars, but you got here in one of them. Of course, I believe they are made reference to, but anyway. Y'all all right? Continue in the things of God. Hey, just because it ain't in the Bible don't mean it's a good thing. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Sunday school's a good thing.
Yes, amen.
Amen. This gospel singing we have around here, it's a good thing.
That's right.
We need to continue in them. Had a family here at our church. Our family was represented. I think only one person in the family. Their preacher has decided that the Bible is, he's preached this all his life. And now he's decided it's no longer inspired. The Bible that used to be inspired is not inspired anymore. You know what that family said? That's it. Why? They decided we're going to continue in the things of God.
Amen?
John chapter number 15. I got to hurry. I went longer than I thought. John chapter number 15. Y'all okay, ain't you?
Yeah, sir. Amen.
John chapter number 15. John chapter number 15. Look at verse number 9. John chapter 15 and verse number 9. Watch what he said. Jesus said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love."
Amen.
Amen. Continue ye in my love. We need to continue in the faith, for the faith. We need to continue in prayer and doctrine. We need to continue in the things of God, and we need to continue in the love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now, some people take that so far to the extreme that they won't preach against sin. They won't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but we got to continue in the love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you know the only way we'll love each other and continue to love each other is if we continue in His love?
Amen.
Hey, if it wasn't for the love of Christ, some of us would hate each other's guts.
Amen.
Y'all all right? I mean, we've been coming to church together for years. 18 years, some of us have been here together. And over 18 years, surely you do something somebody disagrees with. It's the love of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. We need to continue in the love of Christ. Now, this crowd, and I'm against what they're protesting. I'm against homosexuality. Don't get me wrong. But man, that ain't the way to do it. That ain't the way to protest. Nothing. At a soldier's funeral? How dare you stand there and tell me you love God when all you spew is hatred? Y'all all right? Don't tell me you love God. Don't tell me you love sinners. We've got to continue in the love of God. You know what we're going to do? We're going to continue loving them bus kids. Amen. I don't care if they run big money people off. You know what? Big money people may visit this church and have. They take one look at what we're bringing in. Out the door they go. See you. I hate it. I wish you'd stay and put some money in the offering plate and help us pay for this building. But to get us, you get them.
That's right.
We're going to continue in the love of God.
That's right,
let me tell you something. Loving people, and I hate to put people in classes, but you know what I mean. Loving people that can't help themselves, that's what got us here.
That's right. Yeah.
Loving people that ain't dressed right and don't look right and maybe don't even smell right, that's what got us
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
And we're going to continue in that
yes,
love.
Sir,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be that one thing and some of those kids' lives they can depend on. Because they ain't got nothing else.
That's right. Amen.
I feel a little tender about this because I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Continue in the love of God. The Bible says the love of many shall wax cold.
Yes, sir.
And it's happening. We're seeing that prophecy fulfilled today. The love of many. That's why. You know what people care about now? Their self.
Yeah.
Their self. People go looking for a church, seeing what the church has to offer them. You got it backwards, friend.
Yeah.
What have you got to offer that church?
Yeah, preacher. Amen.
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 That's right.
John F. Kennedy made that famous statement. And that one presidential statement has probably been replayed and quoted more than any other presidential statement. Ask not what you can do for your country, but what you can do for your country. Or what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Amen.
Boy, and the world thought, oh, that's great. But you say it in church and you look at you like you're got three heads or something. Amen. Whether you realize it or not, you've got something to offer this church. Let's continue in the love of Christ. Amen. John chapter number 8. Back up a few pages. John chapter number 8. This is the last one. Some of y'all are tired. You've worked all day. I understand that. Some of you have had to work outside in this heat. John chapter 8, verse number 31. This is weird. Sometimes I can see without these things, and sometimes I can't. Watch this. John chapter 8 and verse number 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue where? In My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. We need to continue in the faith, for the faith. We need to continue in prayer, in doctrine, in the things of God, in the love of Christ, and we need to continue in the Word of God. Amen. You know what He said? If you continue in My word, then are you My disciples. If we're not continuing in His word, and look, I'm going to be as dogmatic as to say this. He could have just said, if you continue in the King James Bible, then are you My disciples. You know what a disciple is? Do you? It's a follower. And if we're not continuing in this, we're not following Him. We can no longer be His disciple. Did you know we're so bad about this King James Bible? If you've got a poster on your wall in your Sunday school class that's got scripture from another Bible, we'll make you take it down. Amen. Oh, that's horrible, ain't it? Isn't that horrible? No, we're continuing in this thing. Amen. We're continuing this thing. Listen, and if that stuff bothers you while I'm preaching, I've mentioned this a couple of times over the last few weeks, and I don't ride a hobby horse. I know some preachers, and they're my friends. That's all they ever talk about. If you have doubts about it, you don't know, get you one of these out of that track rack out there. Amen. Just get you one of these. Get out whichever Bible it is you think's the best one, and start comparing. Find out what's missing. Amen. Check it out for yourself. Let's continue in the Word. Now, the reason a lot of people have problems with us King James only folks is most King James only folks are mean about it. And we don't want to be mean about it. We want to love people. But we want to stay right on this book. Amen. We want our children to be able to stay right on this book. We want to hand this thing down from generation to generation to generation to generation. Listen, and I'm done. We read about the great revivals in America. I believe we could see them again, but I have my doubts. I don't mean to sound negative. I believe we could see God sweep this nation again. I believe we could. But it'd take a mighty, mighty move. You compare what's different between now and then. We've got more churches now. Wouldn't you agree? We've got 90 in this county, 90 churches in Carroll County. That was from the phone book 10 years ago. There ain't no telling what it is now. 90 churches. We got way more churches now. We've got way more preachers. We've got way more avenues of getting the gospel out. We've got radio, television, internet, recording, CDs, and all that. We've got, God ought to be sweeping this nation like crazy. What's changed? What's the difference between now and then? It's that. I believe with all my heart, it's that. They're turning away from it left and right. And everywhere I turn, I'm hearing it again and again and again. And it used to be just liberals. People who never believed it. People who never believed it to start with. It's all it used to be, wasn't it, Brother Freddie? But now it's people like me. People like him and people like him that are turning away from the Word of God. That's scary. That's the only thing holding our nation together. In God we trust. And if we can't trust His Word, we can't trust Him.
That's right. Amen, brother.
continue. Let's make up our minds to continue. You will be tempted not to. I promise you, many, many times in your Christian life, the devil will try to get you to throw up your hand. And listen, by the way, the more you do for God, the more you're active in God's work, the more you're going to be tempted. The more you're going to be tempted. But boy, every time you resist Him and He flees from you, stronger you get.
Amen.
I imagine the first time, Brother Greg, how many times you've been in battle, brother? Just them two wars? I bet that first one, you were scared out of your britches, wasn't you? Did it get easier? Don't quit. Continue. Every time you resist Him, the Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Every time you gain a victory and you didn't quit this time, you'll be stronger next time. The Bible talks about being built up on your most holy faith.
Yes,
amen. When you start lifting weights, you know what you're doing? You're getting stronger. Amen. And when we start carrying the weights and the burdens and going through all this stuff, you're getting stronger. Continue. Don't let some whack job con you into believing we're a cult. Don't let some whack job con you into believing something's wrong with this right here. Make your mind up. I've had them say, oh, if I could talk to you for 10 minutes. You talk to me 10 years, you ain't changing my mind. I don't care how many, you can have a whole alphabet before your name. You're not going to change my mind. You can be slick as a fork-tongued devil. You're not going to change my mind. My mind's made up. Amen. Maybe if I could talk to you for 10 minutes, you'd change your mind. Amen. Let's stand at our feet tonight. Yeah, come on, boys. These fine young men are going to hand the prayer sheets out for us. Listen, you guys who volunteered to help move the stuff after the service, don't forget about that. Brother Clint, you kind of know where everything goes. Will you show them? I know you're back. You probably don't need to pick nothing up, but show them where to put everything, and we'll get that done, okay?